Today, the hookers are meeting in Shediac.
Found the place?
I found the place, yeah. I was going to say, what are we doing?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pat is a seasoned hooker.
Like many Maritimers, Pat Winans remembers how families used to make their own rugs to keep the drafts out of the house.
I sat and did them, or worked at them, with my mother and my grandmother, because at the time we were making them for a purpose, one at the kitchen door, one at the back, some in the living room. Very practical reasons, that's why we were making them, you know, originally.
The mats were made from strips of fabric that were hooked through old burlap bags of flour or oats.
They were basically quite plain. From what I remember, my mother nor my grandmother ever used a pattern. It would be a feed bag that was emptied in the barn, brought in, maybe washed a little, gently. Now, they weren't terribly large. They'd be probably 2 feet by 3 feet.
Judy Morrison is one of the volunteers who wants to make sure the rugs that Pat Winans grew up with are preserved for future generations.
Currently, there's registries in every other Atlantic province. New Brunswick did not have one. And Matt Hookers in the province really felt that we were losing our history and the stories about the people who made the mats. And mats are textiles. They wear out and they're discarded, and that history and the stories are lost.
Morrison says hook mats are found across Atlantic Canada, especially in communities where people didn't have a lot of money.
People love to have color in their homes, and people with very little made beautiful patterns and took natural dyes and developed those patterns. So it was out of need. He wanted warm feet on these cold floors, and they used what they could. And so it seems to be specifically developed and perfected in the Atlantic provinces.
Her colleague, Lynn Godbout, says they've already registered 100 different rugs this summer. The maker or the owner is interviewed to get the history behind the mat. There's a picture taken and the information is put on a website. Godbout says this saves the rugs for posterity.
They are bringing us their rugs and we can photograph them and document them. I saw, for example, in Moncton the last time, there was a man of more than 80 years old, and he was bringing his grandmother's rugs. And him and his wife, they said, we just couldn't believe that nobody would be able to see those rugs. So they were just so happy. And so it's such a satisfying exercise, and it, as well, it's an emotional exercise.
Winans is more than happy to oblige.
I think it's fantastic. The day has come. We have to do this. It's been something that's been on a lot of our minds for a long time, because the women and the men and the children who hook these mats, they're very important. It's part of our heritage. It's part of our history. When you really start looking into it, when you look at the way the designs developed, the originality, they made something from nothing.
Doreen Battis has inherited several antique rugs. Some still look brand new. Others have a few tears. They all evoke memories.
So this one here I remember very well in the house. We had a house in Hillsborough, and I remember it being in the house. This would have been in the living room under the coffee table, because hardwood floors were all over the place. And I have another one that I remember that being in the bedroom, because the quilt, it matched the quilt that was on top of the bed.
Battis registered her rugs. She found out some were made from patterns that were popular in the early 1900s. She also discovered that others treasure these rugs as much as she does.
I'm so excited. When I went to the university to register these mats, they became very alive for me, very emotional. I thought, wow. And I'm glad to be doing this. I'm really the fourth generation. My aunt, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. So that's very special for me.
Battis and all the women here continue to make rugs. Battis shares secrets she thinks her great-great-grandmother might have used.
So I would boil up dahlias and sunflowers, and I would get different colors so that I could
try them on my own. Interesting.
And now if I did this, I bet my great-great-grandmother would think of doing something like that.
Yeah.
Because colors, and when you take a look at this, This is nice colors, you know?
Yeah.
They're strong colors.
They are strong colors.
While Battis tries to reproduce early patterns, others search for more abstract ones. They all agree these mats are an art, and part of the province's heritage, a heritage they're committed to save. Mark Genuist, CBC News, Shediac.